more of The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.
Okay, my guest this morning is Belinda Fuchs, and she is president of OwnYourMoney.com, and she has been all over the news, all over, interviewed everywhere, ABC, NBC, pretty much every periodical you've ever seen in your life. And Belinda, we welcome you back to start our second half hour. But you were, before I ask you to continue what you were talking about before, let's go to the phones right now. We have Michael. Good morning. I believe Michael's in Brewster, could it be? You're on the Financial Consultants, Michael.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you this morning?
Well, I was calling in this morning to speak about lowering taxes.
Alrighty. What can we do for you to lower taxes?
Well, actually...
Okay, I think we'll have to move on.
Yes.
Well, thanks for calling. Okay, he's gone. I think he was a guest that thought that he was on the show.
I think. He's a little early then.
Yeah, maybe he's for the next show. Maybe he's for Stewart's show. Or maybe he was thought he was scheduled to be on my show, but we don't have him in. But anyway, so much from Michael from Brewster. Anyway, let's go back to Belinda. And folks, if you have any questions for Belinda, call us at 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. Belinda, go ahead and pick up where you left off before the break, please.
Sure. So we were talking about the importance of packaging and pricing and really for business owners to understand who their ideal client is, what their pains are, and really package it in a way that their ideal client wants to buy. So let's say they used to be hourly. Now their client may be looking for more certainty, so they may rather have a package that they can pay over time so that they know how much they're actually going to be investing in whatever the product or service is, as a for instance. So when you're the solution to people's problems, I'll give you a for instance that this is where I had left off, that if people may not be able to move out of their houses now because they thought that they would be able to sell and move on, or they're not able to refinance like they thought they were going to, so let's help them make the best of it. Could be a great time for interior designers, for people in construction, for gardeners, for landscape architects, to really look at how can they be the answer to really easing the pain that people may be feeling to making even a closet organizer, to really making the most of the home that they're in. All of this, the packaging and pricing can also affect your cash flow. I helped another client who was actually an underwater gardener. So he would go out if you were on the beach and clear your beach so that you would be able to swim in it better. And we mapped out a plan for him to generate $40,000 in additional revenue and improve his cash flow by looking at retainers, improving his billing process, raising his rates, and really looking at what was his competition doing, and he didn't really have much. So really looking at what could be his value in the marketplace and how he could package it, price it, position it in a way that would be really successful.
Well, that certainly is interesting, and it's amazing how creative you can be. And folks, if you have a business, you really should be asking Belinda about, in order to help you in many, many different ways. And very, very creative, and I find that she has a lot of advice that can really help the majority of business owners out there, people even that don't have businesses. But today we're talking about businesses, and Belinda, we're in an economy where there's a lot of layoffs, and I understand that you have a personal success story here, and perhaps you would like to share that with us.
Yes, it's especially timely right now with what's happening when folks are feeling like, well, what options do I really have? I've just been laid off and the job market isn't great. And there are a lot of stories now where people are starting their own businesses. And I did that. I had been downsized in the beginning of 06 and really said, how can I use this as an opportunity for myself? It was definitely tough at first. I'll admit that. I went from A player, hard worker. I literally worked until 1 a.m. the week before we're closing the year-end books to applying for unemployment. And that's a tough transition. But the But now I can recognize that that was literally the best thing that could have happened to me, because it allowed me to really take a step away from the day-to-day of what I was doing and the path that I was on to find my passion and do something totally different. And many thought that I was crazy starting this up, because back in 07, people really looked at me and said, well, how are you going to be able to inspire and encourage people to manage their money and to run their businesses more efficiently and provide more value and make more money in it? And it's funny, because when you look at it, I launched in December of 07 and have created this whole kind of mini empire in a little over a year. And that was really the start of the market downturn. But what I did was, what the layoff did was really allow me to create myself as an expert in the field and just in time for when people really needed it. Now I don't have to convince people that they need to manage their money in the same sort of way, or they need to add the efficiency to their businesses. Now they're calling me because they're seeing the opportunity that's there, but they don't know how to access it. And that's a lot of what I can do for people. So there's a lot of suggestions that I can give new business owners, because I know that I totally underestimated what it took to start a business. That's partly why I have so much passion and enthusiasm for helping new business owners.
Well, it takes a lot, and it's hard to do everything. You know, a lot of people don't really have the marketing skills or the sales skills, and that's critical, because you have to do a lot of selling when you start a business. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, and I think that was part of what I underestimated, that no matter what business you're in, you're actually in the sales and marketing business as well. So if you don't like to sell, we need to have you figure out, well, will I be able to do it? What kind of coaching do I need to get? And, you know, it's interesting. The New York Times has a list of books, and it's not just the best written books, it's really the best selling books. So it's really looking at how can you be taking what you're good at and creating a business around it. I think that one of the key things for entrepreneurs to be thinking about is creating a clear idea of how much money they need to make in the business, how long they can survive during this ramp-up period, and then map out how they can really make money doing what they love. Most just do it, they jump into it, and they hope they'll figure it out later. And honestly, I did that too, but I don't recommend it to others, because I was so passionate about it. I looked around, I researched online, I read books, I got certifications, and I said, no one's doing exactly what I want to do. But now I understand that there's a real importance in doing a revenue model, doing an expense model, and using those two pieces to really create a business model for themselves. And I mean, I hired a coach. I still have a coach, because I believe it's important for people to have mentors and advisors that are ahead of where they want to go and moving towards it. Mm-hmm. Right, including Jean Chatsky, who was just on your show last week.
Ah, oh, yes.
Absolutely. She's one of my...
talented, yes, very much.
People that I model, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, our phone number is 877-NEW-1060. Let's go to Watertown right now. Dave, you're on the Financial Consultants. Good morning.
Good morning. I have an idea that I think could be worth patenting someday. My question is, if I get the patent and I have some long-range plans to start a business that would manufacture something using the patent. The question is, who should own the patent? Should it be me or the company?
Gee, that's a legal question, so I don't know. Neither of us are attorneys, so I don't know if we should answer it. So check with a patent attorney. That's what you really need to do. And I actually know some of them, if you like. I can
you
give
too.
You
yeah,
names.
We but, can give you referrals offline.
But, mm-hmm. You know, I would say it should be you. I've never heard of people actually in companies doing it. I think people that tell me they've had patents have always been personal. However, that doesn't mean that they can, if they leave the company, they don't have access to it many times. So there are certainly stipulations there, and I don't really understand the legal implications. I don't know, Belinda, maybe you're familiar.
I'm worried about having control of the company go to someone else, either because of some lawsuit or if the company's finances go bad and the creditors take it over. I'm worried about losing the rights to own the patent. I'd like to make it an arm's length transaction. Maybe the company could lease it from me personally.
Well, they're all good questions to be thinking about. What I would say is I would start with looking at what is the patent, what could be the market for the patent, how could you be using it, how could you create real revenue from it, make sure that it's worthwhile patenting and that there's a real business here, and then talk to a patent attorney. But this doesn't sound like something that you want to be doing kind of in an online way. I would do it, I would speak to somebody about it, especially given your questions regarding the personal or the business or the arm's length considerations. So I would think about that, and then that will start to give you some clarity about who should be owning it and will it follow you versus will it stay with a company. So I would definitely consider that in this process. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for your call, Dave. Okay, 877-NEW-1060 is our phone number. You know, I promised a trivia question this morning, so I guess we should move on since we only have one segment left. But let's do our trivia question right now. And the question for this morning is, I'm going to have to say the year. So I'm reading these questions here. Anyway, Donaldson, Lufkin, and Jenrette was the first New York Stock Exchange member firm to go public. What year did they do so? Okay, so that's easy to guess that. I think that's easier than asking who was the firm, or which is the firm was it. Donaldson, Lufkin, and Jenrette, they were the first New York Stock Exchange member firm to go public. In what year did that happen? Give us a call at 877-NEW-1060 with the correct answer, and you'll go to the movie Duplicity, starring Julia Roberts and Clive Owen, courtesy of Regal Cinemas. Or, if you prefer, you can choose Race to Witch Mountain. All right. 877-NEW-1060. Ron Birnbaum with Belinda Fuchs. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Financial.